This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, dating, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you.
Oh, man, will you come?
Here it is. Strawberry.
You are so sexy,
ladies,
Tommy. You are
ladies,
so
ladies,
sexy. Subject. Thank you, Nev. Subject. I slipped up and went back for more. Dear Stephen Shirley.
Excuse me, Shirley. It slipped up.
Yes.
I slipped up and went back for seconds. That's what's on the
pattern. I have asked you, sir, to change it to more. All right. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to a great man that looked good and had everything going for him except in the bedroom. I told myself that sex wasn't everything, and I managed to make it for 3 years without cheating. Up until our wedding, I was sleeping with my daughter's father. Because we already had history, I was comfortable with him. Some would say too comfortable because we were not using protection. My husband and I had sex maybe once a week, and that was all for him because he's on the smaller side. I was sleeping with my ex at least 3 times a week, and then we had a pregnancy scare, and it scared me half to death. I was not going to risk the good life over great sex. My ex got married last year, so we'd see each other to pick up only to pick up our and drop off our daughter. That all changed 2 days ago. I went to pick up my daughter, and my ex said his wife is out of town and he wanted to show me how they painted my daughter's room. My daughter was watching TV in the family room. That man did not take me to our daughter's bedroom. He took me to this huge storage area by his bedroom and he locked the door. My husband called at the very moment and I told him I had something to do first and I'd be home soon. I had to have sex real quick. That's what I had to do. It was so, 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 so good. I got myself together and my daughter and I left. On the way home, my daughter asked why we were locked in the closet. I tried to convince her that she was mistaken. She is a very outspoken 8-year-old, so I'm sure she'll ask again. What do I tell my child? And what if she asks me in front of my husband? Wow, what a conundrum you're in. I'm sorry you didn't ask us before you went over to your ex's house and had sex and got locked in the storage room with him. You're really gambling with what you've described as your good life for sex. First, the no protection sex, which led to a pregnancy scare, and then your 8-year-old daughter asking questions, as kids do when they see things or hear things. So as I see it, the problem is you. You're reckless. You're selfish. You didn't care about your husband, what he was going to say. What you want from him is the lifestyle he provides for you, as you call it, the good life. You said your husband is a good man, so why would you risk it over someone who clearly only wants you for sex now? Your daughter is not mentioning it is a chance. That's a chance you're going to have to take. And that might work for you since you're a gambler anyway, or you're going to have to sit her down and ask her not to say anything. Those are your choices. Either you take a chance on her not saying anything, or you sit her down and ask her not to say anything to her stepdad, period. I hope you've learned something from this experience and you're going to stop doing stupid stuff. That's all I have to say to you. Steve?
I don't think she's learned anything, and I'm a little bit confused by the letter, actually. She says she's married to a great man that looked good and had everything going for him except in the bedroom. I told myself sex wasn't everything, and I managed to make it for 3 years without cheating. So now, is she saying that she started to cheating after
three
got married?
Being married to her husband, yeah.
For 3 years.
She was good for
because 3 years. Because what it sounds like, she says, up until our wedding, this is what she says, up until our wedding, I was sleeping with my daughter's father.
And then they got married, and then for 3 years, she was all good. Then she started again.
Up until our wedding, I was sleeping with my daughter's father because we already had history. I was comfortable with him. Some would say too comfortable because we were not using protection. My husband and I had sex maybe once a week, and that was all for him because he's on the smaller side.
Yeah.
I was sleeping with my ex 3 times a week. And then we had a little pregnancy scare that scared her, and I wasn't going to risk the good life over great sex. Then her ex got married last year, so only saw each other for pick up and drop off of our daughter. That all changed 2 days ago. She went over to the ex and said his wife was out of town, and he wanted to show me how they painted my daughter's room. My daughter watching TV in the family room, and that man didn't take me to her daughter's bedroom. He took me to a huge storage area by his bedroom. Now, where is that at?
I don't know.
Where's the huge storage room? Down there by the bedroom. What?
And what's in there?
I haven't had a few houses. Lady. Stop trying to make this like it was some big, huge storage area.
Exactly.
If you got another huge room in your house, why ain't that your master?
Yeah.
Or why ain't that the junior suite? Ain't nobody got no huge extra room in their house. You was in a closet. Let's make this thing as gritty and dirty as it really is.
As it is, yeah.
Huge storage area. What was in it? Mops, buckets.
I'm saying, what was
that's
in there?
A closet. Storage. Gowns.
She was trying to make
plywood.
It sound sexy. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's title is I Slipped Up and Went Back for More. Right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject: I slipped up and went back for more.
Yeah, you did. You got this great guy, good at everything except in the bedroom. But he's a great guy other than that. You was trying to act like sex wasn't that important. And you was doing all, you slept with him up until you got married. But then after you got married, 3 years went by and you was okay. You were sleeping with this dude 3 times a week and your husband once because he's on the smaller side. So that was it for him. And then you said, I'm not going to risk a good life over great sex. Now, your ex got married. So that ended that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Until recently, all you all saw each other was doing pickup and drop off of y'all's daughter. You went over to the house to pick up the daughter one time. He told you that his wife was out of town and wanted to show you how they painted the baby bedroom. That's when he said he took you back to this huge storage area by his bedroom and locked the door. That's a lie. Let's cheapen this thing right on up. Uh-huh. Ooh, you know, got a house, got a large storage area next to their bedroom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a hall closet. That's what that is.
I agree.
Wasn't no huge room and all. Then he locked the door behind you. But then your husband called at that very moment. I'm be right home quick. Wait, I'll be home. What? I don't know what these people doing out here in this traffic. I'll be home and I'll call you. Let me call you back, folks. I got to, this. He about to kill. Anyway. So I don't know how you played that off, but that sound like it. Mm-hmm. I had to have sex real quick. That's what I had to do. And it was so good. I got myself together. My daughter and I left. On the way home, my daughter asked me why we were locked in the closet. That's because your daughter knew what it was.
Yeah, she heard him.
This huge storage room. The daughter said it's a closet. What room down the hallway next to the bedroom? That's a huge extra. Lady, bye. I tried to convince her. Mm-hmm. My daughter asked why we were locked in the closet. I tried to convince her that she was mistaken. She's a very outspoken 8-year-old, so I'm sure she'll ask again. What do I tell my child? And what if she asks in front of my husband? Mm-hmm. Well, this is how you handle an 8-year-old.
Okay.
You use something that's important to an 8-year-old, and you hang it over their head in the form of a threat.
Okay, like.
Oh, so I see you don't want nothing for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're not going to get no birthday gift this year. Now, you go in this house running your mouth and asking about it, because I was not in that room. I was in there looking at your bedroom. And we came right out. You was watching TV. That's why I got you and we came home.
Uh-huh. Well, what were those noises I heard, Mommy?
You keep on. Listen to me. You keep on, and you finna find out that ain't either one of them your real daddy.
She's only 8, Steve.
Well, you're gonna need therapy playing with me is what you're gonna need.
I heard so much noise, and you were hollering, Mommy.
Yeah, and stop calling me that, because I ain't your real mama. Now, get in the car. See, I'm going to put something else on that 8-year-old head. I'm going to twist their little brain up so bad. We're going to be talking about the closet. Mama, what you mean you ain't my mama? I ain't your mama, and them ain't your daddies. Now, let's get in the car and go to school.
Well, maybe so. Not the baby.
You have a quandary, lady, because you did something in front of the child. Kids nowadays are not stupid.
They are not.
They are overexposed to everything.
Everything. That's right.
Every single thing. So know that. Be aware. Make the adjustments. And now all you can do, and you raised this little girl, so you know she's outspoken, and you know she's going to ask again.
One more question.
Because, Mommy, you never cleared this up.
Yeah, one more question. Why were your clothes all wrinkled and stuff?
Why was my clothes wrinkled?
Because
I went to the bathroom, and they didn't have no toilet tissue, and I was thinking about using my blouse, but I found the toilet tissue.
Really?
Don't ask me nothing else.
And, Mommy, what about your hair? It was messed up. It didn't look
my hair was.
Like
you wasn't looking at me when we came in here because you're so busy watching that TV. My hair was messed up when we came in here.
I'm having
a bad hair day.
It was straight on that side.
My hair don't be straight on that side. That's my other wig.
You've traumatized this poor child. Mm-hmm. Tell the baby.
All that you think is your mama hair, them is wigs.
You're going to tell her dad.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.